Welcome to the Corporate Dropout Podcast. I'm your host, Alessia Citro. If you're sick of the corporate hamster wheel and looking to feel inspired and empowered to live a high vibe life as your own boss, you're in the right place. Dare to drop out in 3, 2, 1. Before we start the show, I want to tell you about the business I'm launching. Starting a business can be hard work, but it doesn't need to be confusing too. And that is why I founded Thea Collective, a learning community for entrepreneurs. Learn from experts across law, finance, tax, operations, marketing, sales, and more, and get the blueprint on how to set up and run your own business. Text biz, that's B-I-Z, to 949-577-8709 or head to thea-collective.com to learn more. Welcome back to the Corporate Dropout Podcast. Today is a mini episode business tip with Missy Mitchell. She is a modern mystic and a spiritual empowerment coach. She's also the host of the Spiritually Sourced Podcast, which helps women learn how to lead a spiritual practice in everyday life, how to find inspiration, and how to live in accordance with their life's purpose. She is also a corporate dropout who has created a thriving business in her purpose and doing what she loves. If you did not hear our interview that dropped yesterday, be sure and listen to that. So many great nuggets in there. And today she's back on the podcast talking about how you can create flexibility in your business by balancing the masculine and feminine. So with that, Missy, thank you for coming back on the show. And I can't wait to hear your tips.
Thank you for having me on again. This is something that I get so excited to talk about, specifically when we are leading heart-centered and soul-centered businesses, really breaking down the paradigm of the old kind of hustle mentality that I think so many of us have, especially when we are stepping out of a corporate career and into, you know, I don't want to say unusual, but not your standard 9-to-5 pursuit of, you know, really living this life of freedom and this life where you do feel fulfilled. And that's something that I'm so big on. And I know that we spoke about this in yesterday's episode that dropped, that, you know, sole purpose to me is being of service whilst feeling fulfilled at the same time. And that is why we start these heart-centered and soul-centered businesses, is to be of service, to help other people, but to also really enlighten this part of ourselves that, you know, is here to live and here to live this beautiful life that we are wanting to create for ourselves. And within that, within business, it's so important that we are honoring all of the energy that we have within us and really balancing that masculine and that feminine. And, you know, for anybody that is new to this concept, when we think of masculine and feminine energy, the way that I see it is the masculine cradles the feminine. So the masculine is very much that doing. It's the discipline. It's the taking action. It's the moving forward. And the feminine is that beautiful creativity and that passion and that sensual energy that we have within us. And I want to make it really clear that these aren't gender specific. We all have masculine and feminine energy within us. And so it's this beautiful balance of bringing these two components together to really create a thriving business where you aren't getting burnt out and you are feeling fulfilled and you are having your creativity flourishing and you do have that sense of freedom. And so it's really about, you know, finding the practices where you can honor both of those energies and really stepping out, as I said, of that paradigm of constantly having to be doing in order to succeed, because that's simply not the case. When we can step back and, yes, have the strategies in place to cradle that feminine energy, as I said, the masculine cradles the feminine. So when you've got the masculine structures in place, so your strategies, you know, business plans, all of the back end things that go behind it, that creates that space for your feminine energy to come through. So within business, it allows you to, you know, take that inspired action, which is incredibly important, but also step into that sense of nourishment within yourself, to step into that sense of creativity within yourself, to allow that creativity to flourish. Because if you're constantly in your masculine, if you're constantly in that doing energy, you don't create that space for the creativity to come through. And that's where we begin to experience things like burnout. And, you know, we begin to have this lack of ideas. And so if you're in this space within your business right now where, you know, you may be experiencing that burnout and you may be like, oh gosh, I don't have any more ideas. I don't know where to go from here. Create some freedom within your business. And that can feel really scary stepping out of that masculine, because we're taught within our society that we have to do in order to have that reward, right? And this is really where it comes into trusting yourself, and to get a little bit woo-woo on everybody again, trusting in the universe, trusting in manifestation, trusting in your energy, trusting in that surrender process where the things that you desire will come to you, right? And it's again, that beautiful balance of surrendering and taking the inspired action. But you have to learn that art of surrender. You have to learn that art of honoring yourself and resting and fueling your passions, fueling your creativity. And I'm really big on always having practical takeaways from this. And so the way that this looks within my business is having set times throughout my day to be in my masculine or my feminine. So my morning will often start off in my feminine with my morning routine that allows me to tap into my intuition, into my creativity, into that divine feminine energy. But then there comes a time where I start my workday and I switch back into that masculine, and I'll have my to-do list of what I've got to get done. I'll set the strategies up. I'll have the meetings. I'll do the things. And then I'll allow myself again in the middle of the day to switch back into that feminine and check in with myself and say, okay, well, what's coming through? How can I feel into this embodiment? You know, what is it that's wanting to come through? And that will vary from day to day. Like if I have a content creation day, for example, when I'm thinking of content, I want to be in that feminine creativity mode. And so I'll have practices where I can sink back into that feminine mode, whether that be an embodiment practice, whether that be a meditation. You know, there's different practices that we can use for different things, but it's about having that really beautiful balance between the two, knowing that when you are serving your energy in that way, you are going to be serving your business and your purpose and your mission far more than just being in your masculine, because that's only going to lead to burnout. So it's really about coming back to you and honoring both parts of yourself and having discipline with both parts of yourself to really feel into that. And I often find that everyone will be on one opposite end of the spectrum. You know, a lot of people are used to that hustle, burnout, keep going, keep grinding, keep doing all of the things. And then you can be on the opposite end of the spectrum where you can almost be a little bit lazy. And I know that for myself, that's where I started. And so I had to move further into my masculine than I did into my feminine. And so it's also about understanding where your energy is currently lying and how you can be radically honest with yourself to find that balance between the two. Because as I've said, it's so incredibly important and really allows you to step into this space of feeling so deeply fulfilled and so deeply grounded within your mission and your purpose, whilst also deeply honoring yourself in that process. So if I could leave one thing with you, it's balance those energies, find what works for you, and allow yourself to create that cradle for your feminine so that you can move through your business and uplift and inspire your own energy at the same time.
I've never heard it put that way. And I just love that the masculine cradles the feminine. Mm. You know, the way I'm going to remember that is that, you know, usually us women like to be the little spoon. So I'll just imagine the masculine being the big spoon, right? I have one follow-up question to this. When you stepped out of the corporate world and, you know, the traditional type of 9-to-5 and created this business, how long did it take for you to really get in that groove and find the right balance that worked for you?
I think it's still an ongoing process, if I'm being 100% honest. I don't think there's ever, I never go into something with a level that I think I have it completely figured out, because there's always more to learn. There's always more to grow. There's always a new level of understanding that can come through. But I guess where I really began to feel my rhythm was probably a year into having my business, in all honesty. And it took, as I said, I was on the end of the spectrum where I could tend to be a little bit lazy. Not just lazy, it was a fear. It was a fear and it was a procrastination and it was the not taking that action. I really lacked that divine masculine energy within myself. And so that took a lot of honesty with myself. I mean, it's not easy to say to yourself, hey, you're being really lazy right now. Like, get your shit together. Like, that's a really hard thing to come to terms with. And it can be on the opposite end as well, where it's like, hey, you're really not caring for yourself. You've got to step out of that masculine. You've got to step into your creativity, because it can feel really unsafe. It doesn't feel safe when we step into this new way of being and understanding. So a good year, I would say, of really navigating my way through that and having that radical honesty and implementing that discipline with myself, to now I'm in a stage where I feel comfortable in it, knowing that there's more growth there to be had.
And giving yourself permission to change and adapt as needed is the other thing I'm hearing.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's good to have routines, but never to the point where we're so set in our ways that we become closed off to other ideas and opportunities and ways of being.
Well said. Well, thank you so much for coming back for another episode. Before we sign off, for those who haven't listened to the interview yet, which go listen to that, it was really great. Where can people connect with you and work with you?
So I'm very active on my Instagram, which is at I am Mystic Missy. I'm on there most days. It's definitely where I show my face the most, but you can also find me on my website, which is spirituallysourced.com. That is also the name of my podcast, which you can find on Apple, Spotify, wherever you might listen to your podcasts. If you are wanting to work with me, I do have my signature program, Soul Shadow, open for enrollment at the moment, which is where we go deep into shadow work and really uncovering the layers of your part of yourself so that you can step into your truth with that sense of empowerment. But that is where you can find me.
Well, this was so wonderful. Thank you again for sharing your gifts with us. And I can't wait to keep in touch online and in the Soul Shadow course, which I'm going to sign up for right now.
Yeah. Thank you for having me. It was amazing. Yes. Thank you.
Thanks, Missy. This episode was brought to you by Thea Collective, the learning community I founded for entrepreneurs. Text Biz, that's B-I-Z, to 949-577-8709 or head to thea-collective.com. That's theia-collective.com to learn more. Thanks for listening to the show. If you enjoyed today's episode, please help me get the word out about The Corporate Dropout by screenshotting and sharing this on social. I would appreciate it so much if you would subscribe and leave a 5-star rating and review as well. And I do this show for you, and I want to hear from you. So tell me, what is it that you want more of? Text me at 949-541-0951 or slide into the DMs at Corporate Dropout Official or Alicia Citro with 2 underscores. Until next time.